Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Happy weekend, my friends. It's so good to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. Well, coming up today, we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day. It's the wearing of the green on Monday, so we'll be a little Irish today. And of course, we have the countdown, and today we'll be in the middle of March in 1956. So that's what awaits us today, and if you're ready, let's get to it.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times. And we start on the countdown from this weekend in 1956. And rock and roll is having a big influence on the pop scene. That includes established stars like Eddie Fisher. He's at number 14 this week in Dungaree Doll.
Dungaree Doll, Dungaree Doll, paint your initials on my jeans so everyone in town will know we go around
together, together, together.
Dungaree Doll, Dungaree Doll, paste my picture on your sleeve so everyone can see that you belong to me
forever, forever, forever.
I want you to wear my orange sweater, the beat-up sweater with the high school letter. Gonna make a chain of paper clips, chain us together while I kiss your lips. Dungaree doll, dungaree doll, promise me you never will fall for any other guy, tell me you're my
dungaree, 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 dungaree doll.
Paste my picture on your sleeve so everyone can see that you belong to me
forever, forever, forever.
I want you to wear my orange sweater, the beat-up sweater with a high school letter. Gonna make a chain of paper clips, chain us together while I kiss your lips.
Dungaree doll, dungaree doll,
promise me you never will fall for any other guy, tell me you're my dungaree. Dungaree, 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 dungaree doll.
Dungaree, 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 dungaree doll.
That's Eddie Fisher and Dungaree Doll, number 14 this weekend in 1956, backed by the more hip-sounding Hugo Winterhalter Orchestra. That peaked at number 7, making it Eddie's 23rd top 10 hit. We are looking back 69 years on today's Seems Like Old Times. When varsity sweaters and jackets are in, so are fuzzy dice hanging from the rearview mirror of our car, all while listening to the transistor radio and the latest hits of the day, including those from a 21-year-old from Memphis named Elvis Presley. His first big hit, Heartbreak Hotel, is in the top 30 this week. Now, while popular music is giving us a white Southern singer who's been influenced by black music, racial tension in the South is making headlines. It started back in December when 43-year-old seamstress Rosa Parks was arrested for refusing to give up her seat to a white man on a Montgomery, Alabama city bus. That triggered a boycott by the blacks of Montgomery, led by Reverends Martin Luther King Jr. and Ralph Abernathy.
For a number of years, the Negro passengers on the city bus lines of Montgomery have been humiliated, intimidated, and faced threats on this bus line. At present, we are in the midst of a protest, the Negro citizens of Montgomery, representing some 44% of the population. 90% at least of the regular Negro bus passengers are staying off the buses, and we plan to continue until something is done.
Although many have been arrested, we continue, listen to me, we continue to have a protest. For none of our actions have been found illegal. The carpool and all we have done in this struggle continues.
The Montgomery, Alabama bus boycott ongoing here in the second weekend of March in 1956. And back to the Billboard chart now. At number 13, it's the unforgettable sound of the Dick Hyman Trio. This is Moritat, the theme from the Three Penny Opera.
Thank you.
That's 29-year-old Manhattan pianist Dick Hyman and the theme from the Three-Penny Opera, Moritat. At number 13 this weekend in 1956, it would get as high as number 8 and sell a million copies. And that song is on the pop music chart because a revival of the Three-Penny Opera is on Broadway, starring Scott Merrill and Lottie Lanya. Also on the stage, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof with Burl Ives, Barbara Bel Geddes, Mildred Dunnock, and Ben Gazzara. Now, Gazzara is also in A Hatful of Rain with Shelley Winters. Other dramas include Inherit the Wind with Ed Begley and Tony Randall. Susan Strasberg stars in The Diary of Anne Frank. And there's Middle of the Night with Edward G. Robinson and Gina Rowlands. For laughs, Will Success Spoil Rock Hunter with Walter Matthau, Jane Mansfield, and Orson Bean. There's The Desk Set with Shirley Booth and The Matchmaker with Ruth Gordon. And No Time for Sergeants with Andy Griffith, Myron McCormick, and Don Knotts. And the biggest musical hit on Broadway this weekend is Damn Yankees, starring Stephen Douglas, Ray Walston, and Gwen Verdon.
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. And little man, little Lola wants you. Make up your mind to have no regrets. Recline yourself, resign yourself, you're through. I always get what I aim for, and your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. No use to fight, don't you know you can't win? You're no exception to the rule. I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in, give in, give in.
Hello, Joe. It's me. He hits so far. Hold on, that's you. Boop, boop, boop.
That's Gwen Verdon, Whatever Lola Wants, from the Broadway musical Damn Yankees, in production this weekend in 1956.
Now there's a new kind of clean for both kinds of dirt. The dirt you can see and the dirt you can smell. Clothing odor. 20 Mule Team Borax has been improved. Now it's Borateam, the activated 20 Mule Team Borax. Use new Borateam with your favorite detergent. It not only gets all your laundry cleaner, whiter, brighter, but keeps all your laundry lastingly odor-free. Borateam's invisible bacteria fighter washes deep into every fiber, stays there to stop perspiration odor caused by bacteria. Where bacteria can't grow, perspiration odor can't form. So clothes stay fresh and odor-free even while you wear them. Get a new kind of clean for both kinds of dirt. the dirt you can see, and the dirt you can smell. Add Borateam to your detergent. They're perfect wash day teammates. Get new Borateam, the activated 20 Mule Team Borax.
Boy, I hope you have room in the backyard for all those mules. But anyway, thank you, Mr. Announcer. New Borateam. All right, here's a bonus record from this weekend in 1956. The latest from Joni James.
Don't tell me not to love you, not to love you, love you. Tell me if you have to make my heartache start, but don't tell me not to love you, for I'll always love you with all of my heart. Go on this way, but don't tell me not to love you, for I'll always love you. Yes, I'll always love you, no matter what you say. Tell me you can't be mine now or any day. Tell me that it's foolish to go on this way, but don't tell me not to love.
Five-year-old Joni James, Don't Tell Me Not to Love You. She was accompanied by the David Terry Orchestra, and it debuted on Billboard's Top 100 this weekend in 1956, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day, and the Wolftones get us started with the Wearin' of the Green.
Oh, Paddy dear, and did you hear the news that's going round? The shamrock is by law forbid to grow on Irish ground. St. Patrick's Day no more we'll keep, his colours can't be seen. For they're hanging men and women for the wearing of the green. I met with Nabertandy and he took me by the hand. He said, how's dear old Ireland and how does she stand? She's the most distressful country that you have ever seen. For the hanging men and women, for the wearing of the green. For the wearing of the green, for the wearing of the green. They're hanging men and women for the wearing of the green. And since the colour we must wear is England's cruel red, sure Ireland's sons will ne'er forget the blood that they have shed. You may take the shamrock from your hat and cast it on the sod, but 'twill take root and flourish there, no wonder foot is trod. My father loved his country and sleeps within its breast.
While I that would have died for her must never so be blessed. Those tears my mother shed for me, how bitter they had been. If I had proved the traitor to the wearing of the green, for the wearing of the green, for the wearing of the green, they're hanging men and women for the wearing of the green.
But if at last our colors should be torn from Ireland's heart, her sons with shame and sorrow from the dear old Isle will part. I've heard a whisper of a land that lies beyond the sea, where rich and poor stand equal in the light of freedom's day.
Oh, Ireland, must we leave you driven by a tyrant's hand, and seek a mother's blessing from a strange and distant land, where the cruel cross of England shall never more be seen. And in that land we live and die, still wearing Ireland's green, for the wearing of the green, for the wearing of the green. They're hanging men and women for the wearing of the green, for the wearing of the green, for the wearing of the green. They're hanging men and women for the wearing of the green.
Of a flower that now droops and dead, yet dearer to me, yes, than all of its mates, though each holds aloft its proud head. 'Twas given to me by a girl that I know. Since we've met this, I've known no repose. She's dearer by far than brightest star, and I call her my wild Irish rose, my wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose, my wild rose, the dearest flower that grows, and someday for my sake she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. They may sing of their roses by other name, who smell just as sweetly, they say. But I know that my rose would never consent to have that sweet name taken away. Her glances are shy whene'er I pass by the bower where my throne of repose. And my one has been that someday I may win the heart of my wild Irish rose, my wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose, my wild rose, the dearest flower that grows, and someday for my sake she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
My wild Irish rose. That was John McCormick, a recording from 1914. And before that, the legendary Irish band from Dublin, the Wolftones, and the Wearin' o' the Green. We're a little bit Irish today, with St. Paddy's Day coming up this week. This singer made the most of his Irish heritage. It's Morton Downey.
There's a tear in your eye, sure I'm wondering why, for it never should be there at all. With such power in your smile, sure a stone you'd beguile, and there's never a teardrop should fall. With a lilt in your laughter like some fairy song, sure your eyes twinkle bright as can be. You should laugh all the while, and all other times smile. So now smile, a smile for me. When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. With a lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they'd steal your heart away. Like a morning spring, with a lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are sure they'd steal your heart away.
He was dubbed the Irish Nightingale, but he was born in Connecticut. That was Morton Downey. When Irish eyes are smiling. Downey once estimated that he sang that song more than 10,000 times. And we're smiling for St. Patrick's Day on Today Seems Like Old Times. It's March of 1956 on Today Seems Like Old Times. And Dwight Eisenhower is the President of the United States. The VP is Richard Nixon. And our population's just under 169 million. And back on the last day of February, the 29th, it's a leap year, Eisenhower announced that he would seek a second term. After that was settled, the puzzle became, will Nixon be his running mate? The questions about Nixon have been brewing for a long time. Ever since the 52 presidential campaign, he's been the target of Democrats. And that's because he's been the voice of the GOP over the last few years as Ike stays above day-to-day politics. Well, Ike is holding to tradition that says the VP isn't selected until after the party nominates its presidential candidate. I think just about everyone assumes that Nixon will be on the ballot come November. Now, with Ike's announcement, some of the dark horses in the Democratic Party have pretty much been wiped off the board, such as Governor of New York Averill Harriman. The party's primary in New Hampshire went to Tennessee Governor Estes Kefauver because he ran unopposed. But next up is Minnesota, and Adlai Stevenson is campaigning there and thought to be well ahead. Now, the question of an Eisenhower second term were in question because of his heart attack last September. But he's recovered completely, ready to charge ahead for a second term, and also ready for another round of golf. And I bet you that Ike's favorite singer of the day is Don Cherry. He's been an amateur champion, played on a couple of Walker Cup teams, and now as a singer, he has a top 10 hit.
I've never wanted wealth untold. My life has one design. A simple little band of gold to prove that you are mine.
have and hold. For fame is not my life. Just want a little band of gold to prove that you are mine. Some sail away to Araby and other lands of mystery, but all the wonders that they see will never tempt me. Their memories will soon
That's 32-year-old Don Cherry out of Wichita Falls, Texas, at number 9 this week with Band of Gold, coming down from its peak of number 4. He was accompanied by the Ray Conniff Orchestra. Now here's another golfer and singer who's, well, better as a singer, but not a bad player at all. It's Bing Crosby. Back in January at his Pro-Am at Pebble Beach, he was listed as a 4 handicap. And he was partnered with Ben Hogan. And as it turned out, it would be the last time that Bing would compete in the Pro-Am. But he's still making records. His latest with the Buddy Cole Trio is a bouncy version of Old Man River.
Well, that old man river must know something, but it don't say nothing, 'cause it just keeps rolling, keeps on rolling along. And it don't plant taters, don't plant cotton. Them that plants them is soon forgotten. But that old man river just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain. Body's aching and it's racked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that bale. Get a little drunk, you're gonna land in jail. I get weary, yes, I'm sick of trying. Tired of living and I'm feared of dying. But that old man river keeps rolling along. Got a sweat and strain, body's aching and cracked with pain. Tote that bar, lift up that bale. Get loaded, gonna land in jail. I gets weary, sick of trying. Tired of living and I'm feared of dying. But that old man river keeps rolling along.
That's Bing and the Buddy Cole Trio and Old Man River. And this weekend, Bing has undergone eye surgery. Doctors removed a small growth in the sclera. It would take him a couple of weeks to convalesce. Also this weekend, Bing would be on the Ford Star Jubilee Saturday night at 10, a 90-minute spectacular titled High Tour. A lot of publicity for this show with Bing and Julie Andrews, but the reviews were poor. And while we're talking about the tube, let's see what else is on TV here in March of '56. Well, this season, quiz shows have taken off. The $64,000 question had debuted last summer on CBS, and it would be the number one rated show this year, topping I Love Lucy.
Revlon, the greatest name in cosmetics, presents the 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64. Yes, the $64,000 question. And now, the star of our show, where knowledge is king and the reward king size, Hal Martz.
All three networks rushed to copy the format and filled their primetime lineup with similar contests. Behind $64,000 question was the long-running You Bet Your Life with Groucho Marx. Other high raters, I've Got a Secret, What's My Line, Two for the Money, Big Surprise, Truth or Consequences, People Are Funny, Name That Tune, and Do You Trust Your Wife? Tops for the kids include Winky Dink and You, also Captain Kangaroo, Mighty Mouse, Mickey Mouse, Howdy Doody, and Pinky Lee. ABC finally has its first big hit, Disneyland. And CBS has brought Gunsmoke to TV. It's Saturday night at 10 o'clock, and it stars James Arness as Matt Dillon. And that would lead to a bevy of westerns over the next few years. And that's what was on the tube here in 1956. This guy will be showing up soon, Pat Boone. He's at number 8 this week.
I'll be home, my darling. Please wait for me.
Wait for me.
We'll stroll along together. Once more our love will be free. At the corner drugstore, each Saturday we would meet.
We would meet.
I'd walk you home in the moonlight. All of these things we'll repeat. So, darling, as I write this letter, here's hoping you're thinking of. My mind's made up. So long until I'll be home to start serving you. I'll be home, my darling. Please wait for me.
Wait for me.
I'd walk you home in the moonlight. Once more our love will be free.
Darling, as I write this letter, here's hoping you're thinking of me. My mind's made up. So long until I'll be home to start serving you.
I'll be home, my darling. Please wait for me.
Wait for me.
I'll walk you home in the moon. Once more, our love will be free.
Twenty-one-year-old Pat Boone out of Jacksonville, Florida, had his third top 10 record with I'll Be Home at number 8 this week. It peaked at number 4, and it would be a second million seller. It's part of the soundtrack of March 1956 on Today Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're counting down the hits from the middle of March 1956. And song number 6 this week is by Dean Martin.
Sweet, sweet memories you gave of me. You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Take sweet, sweet one fresh and tender kiss.
The memories you gave of me.
Add sweet, sweet one stolen night of bliss.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy, memories are made of this. Don't forget a small moonbeam. Fold in lightly with a dream. Your lips and mine, two sips of wine. Memories are made of this.
Then add the wedding bells, one house where lovers dwell, three little kids for the flavor. Stir carefully through the days, see how the flavor stays. These are the dreams you will savor
with sweet, sweet, his blessings from above.
You can't beat the memories you gave to me.
Serve sweet, sweet, it generously with love.
You can't beat the memories you gave to me.
One man, one wife, one love through life, man.
Sweet, sweet,
memories are made of this.
You can't beat the memories you gave to me.
Man, memories are made of this.
That's Dean Martin with the Easy Riders helping with the backing vocals on Memories Are Made of This. Record number 6 in the USA this weekend in 1956, coming down after spending a half a dozen weeks at number 1. The first chart topper for the 38-year-old Martin from Steubenville, Ohio. Now it's movie time from this weekend 69 years ago. Cartoons include Broomstick Bunny, Bugs Bunny and Witch Hazel get together, and there's Chips Ahoy! Chipmunks Chip and Dale aggravate Donald Duck. A couple of science fiction films, Forbidden Planet with Walter Pidgeon, Anne Francis, and Leslie Nielsen. An impressive large-budget movie in color with special effects. On the other end is the low-budget smaller movie in black and white, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. It starred Kevin McCarthy and would become just as much of a classic.
I've been afraid a lot of times in my life, but I didn't know the real meaning of fear until I had kissed Becky. A moment's sleep, and the girl I loved was an inhuman enemy bent on my destruction.
A couple of comedies this weekend, one from England, The Lady Killers, with Alec Guinness, Cecil Parker, Herbert Lom, Peter Sellers, and Danny Green, and can't forget Katie Johnson. And there's Lucy and Desi together in Forever Darling. For drama, The Price of Fear has Merle Oberon and Lex Barker. There's Picnic with William Holden and Kim Novak. All That Heaven Allows, Jane Wyman and Rock Hudson. And Out West for the Searchers, with John Wayne, Jeffrey Hunter, and Ward Bond.
Well, what I had in mind was maybe running off their pony herd. A Comanche on foot's more apt to be willing to listen.
Yeah, I think the Reverend's right, don't you?
You think the Reverend's? What does a quarter-breed Cherokee know about the old Comanche trick of sleeping with his best pony tied right by his side? You got about as much chance of stampeding that herd as...
You have of finding them girls alive by raiding into them. I say we do it my way, Ethan, and that's an order.
Yes, sir. But if you're wrong, don't ever give me another.
And we have quite a few musicals this week. There's Serenade with Mario Lanza and Joan Fontaine. The Benny Goodman Story has Steve Allen and Donna Reed. Carousel comes to the screen, Gordon McRae and Shirley Jones. And brand new this weekend, Meet Me in Las Vegas with Dan Daly and Sid Charisse. It features songs by the Four Aces, Lena Horne, and Sammy Davis Jr.
Frankie and Johnny were lovers. Man, how those two cats could love. They promised to dig one another long as stars remained above. He was her mate, but he couldn't fly straight. Now, he was a cat that was lazy. Thinking of work made him frown. And she had a bank that was crazy. And his loans were not turned down. She was his fool. And he played it real cool. Get her a doll named Nellie. The weirdy, the hipsters would boast. Man, poets like Byron or Shelley would have dubbed this chick the most. Jack, this gal came on sort of like a female Don Juan. You never saw such a tangle. That Frankie sure fought for a gent. She threw punches from every angle. Man, it looked like the main event. Someone rang a bell, but Daddy Odie couldn't save Nell. Frankie had whipped out a pistol, and everyone made for the door. She started busting the crystal. Jack, she made that cannon roar. Now, ladies, be careful. Look out! Frankie, put down the gun! And when she fired the last shot, did Johnny hear? He did not. Man, she was such a lady. Oh, how that Frankie did suffer. Her tears were falling like rain. The sheriff who came in to cuff her used the cuffs with the platinum chain, and nobody knew just who was taking in who. Now everyone bows when they pass her, and Frankie's the toast of the town. Man, the moral is really a gasser. If he cheats, simply shoot him down. He was her mate, but he wouldn't fly straight. Here's a thought for you to contemplate. If you want love, you gotta fly straight. Any questions?
Sammy Davis Jr., Frankie and Johnny, featured in the film Meet Me in Las Vegas, showing this weekend in 1956. All right, back to our showcase theme today, St. Patrick's Day. And you don't think of this lady as a singer. Definitely an actress, and Irish for sure. It's Maureen O'Hara.
Come back to Erin, Mavourneen. Come back, Aroon, to the land of thy birth. Come with the shamrocks and spring.
Yeah.
Johnny McCarthy loved Rosie O'Day. She was the prettiest thing. And every night in his sweet Irish way, under her window he'd sing, Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day. You're my filigadoosha, shinnamarusha, balderalda, boom, tootie, Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day. You're my filigadoosha, shinnamarusha, balderalda, boom, tootie, you're daring, you're darling, you're lovely. That's what I mean when I say, Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day. You're my filigadoosha, shinnamarusha, balderalda, boom, tootie, boom, tootie, boom, tootie, boom, tootie, Shinnamarusha, balderalda, boom, tootie,
eh? Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day.
You're my filigadoosha, shinnamarusha, balderalda, boom, tootie, eh? You're daring, you're darling, you're lovely. That's what I mean when I say, Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day. You're my filigadoosha, shinnamarusha, balderalda, boom, tootie, boom, tootie, boom, tootie, boom, tootie.
That's Kate Smith from 1941 and Rose O'Day, accompanied, as always, by the Jack Miller Orchestra. And we also heard Maureen O'Hara in a 1961 record, Come Back to Erin. And it's a day for the Irish. Sean seems like old times. Well, that's it for hour number one of today's show. Stay right there. We're coming back with more St. Patrick's Day songs and more of the hits from this week in 1956 on Seems Like Old Times.